WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A judge in Winchester refuses to order the return of more than 100 animals to a roadside zoo that has a history of complaints of abuse. Bad news for Virginia workers on this Labor Day. A new report ranks Virginia as the worst state in the country for workers. And Beto O'Rourke makes his second campaign stop in Charlottesville. This is the WMRA Daily from Monday, September 2nd. A judge in Winchester has refused to order the return of more than 100 animals to a roadside zoo that has a history of complaints. The Winchester Star reports District Court Judge Charles Foley ruled last week that Wilson's Wild Animal Park owner, Keith Wilson, cruelly treated, neglected, or deprived the animals of adequate care. The court also ordered Wilson to allow veterinarians to periodically inspect his property and any animals remaining at the zoo. Wilson has 10 days to appeal. The ruling comes 2 weeks after Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring's office joined with state and local authorities to seize the animals, including water buffalo, tigers, and lions. Federal inspectors have cited the zoo multiple times for violations. The zoo's website says it is closed until further notice. Virginia has a well-known reputation as being a state that's good for business. But what about workers? On this Labor Day, from Virginia Public Radio, Michael Pope reports.
Virginia is the worst state for workers in the country. That's the conclusion of a new report from British nonprofit Oxfam, which looked at wage standards, worker protections, and the right to organize. Kim Bobo at the Virginia Interfaith Center says Virginia can have its cake and eat it too.
You can both be good for business and good for workers. And what Virginia has chosen to do is be good for business and really horrible for workers.
Horrible for workers because there's no minimum wage standards or powerful labor unions?
It's not. Virginia's great for workers.
That's Chris Saxman at Virginia Free, a pro-business nonprofit in Chesterfield.
You know, we have great median income. We have great unemployment rates. We have great schools for you to send your kids to. We have great higher education. We need to do better on affordability and health care.
The Oxfam study gave Virginia a 0 for wage standards and a 0 for right to organize. Only Mississippi ranked lower than Virginia in terms of worker protections.
Also, service sector employees in Virginia have been struggling for years with low wages, and their future is uncertain. And Michael Pope has that report.
Cashiers and people who work in retail sales and cooks are all stuck at the bottom of the wage scale in Virginia, according to census numbers. Chris Wattica at the Commonwealth Institute says service sector employees in Virginia have lived with stubbornly low wages for years, even while everybody else was benefiting from the recovery.
And they have not really seen any kind of significant wage increases, despite our current economic expansion now being the longest on record.
One solution, he says, is a bill in the U.S. Senate that would expand the earned income tax credit and expand child tax credits. Mark Warner and Tim Kaine have both signed on as co-sponsors. And it's an effort that comes at a time when the Department of Labor is reporting 7.4 million job openings, but only 6 million people looking for work.
And that's just not something that happens.
That's John Provo at Virginia Tech.
We're really at a place where nearly every industry now has a labor shortage, and employers are having a harder time filling blue-collar jobs.
He says it's not really clear why wages aren't going up in service sector jobs like cashiers and cooks, but he says it raises questions about immigration and automation. Michael Pope.
A Greene County man was killed in a car crash while fleeing from a trooper who tried to stop his vehicle. Virginia State Police say 32-year-old Eric Ball was not wearing a seatbelt when he lost control of his car, which veered off the road and struck a tree on Friday night. Police say Ball had been driving without headlights and speeding when a trooper tried to pull him over in Fluvanna County. Ball led the trooper on a chase into Albemarle County, where the crash occurred. Ball was pronounced dead at the scene. Nobody else was in his vehicle. Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke returned to Charlottesville Saturday for his second campaign stop there. The Charlottesville Tomorrow reports he spoke at a party gathering for State Senate candidate Amy Laufer and Commonwealth's attorney candidate Jim Hingley. O'Rourke spoke to around 100 people at Champion Brewing Company before a canvassing session. Finally today, new polling last week from Roanoke College shows approval for Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is on the rise. He's up to a 37% approval rating. That's a 5-point uptick since February when a racist photo was discovered on his medical school yearbook page. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain has this look at where Virginia's governor stands now, 6 months later.
When Governor Ralph Northam spoke at the 400th commemoration of the arrival of the first Africans in Virginia, he referenced his own learning over the past few months as he's met with people around the state to discuss racial inequity.
I have learned a great deal from those discussions, and I have more to learn. But I also learned that the more I know, the more I can do.
Since the blackface incident, the governor has announced efforts to reduce racial disparities in maternal mortality, hire a director of diversity, and review how Virginia schools teach African American history. Ravi Perry, chair of political science at Howard University, says the governor has done a decent job of turning the page.
Ultimately, he is doing a lot of the things that low-income communities, people of color, women, LGBTQ folks, and in fact, desire in the Commonwealth.
That doesn't mean people are enthusiastic about the governor. His approval rating is still about 20 percentage points lower than it was before the scandal. Perry suggests voters are waiting him out. His term is over in 2021. I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Labor Day.